People, I will not suggest to you, the listener, that I know who the next coach at the University of Arkansas will be, although some people might say that they do know. I will, however, turn to my man Barrett Solly of BleacherReport.com for said information, because he has answers to everything. So, Barrett, who's it going to be?
Well, of course it's going to be John Gruden.
Of course it is.
He's already been hired, right?
Yes.
That's the rumor.
Signed a contract, ready to go.
Yeah, you know, he's going to coach this weekend from what I hear.
He has worn a red tie more often than not on Monday Night Football this season, and if you don't think that means he's going to be the next coach at Arkansas, I don't know what does.
No, he hangs out with John Daly.
That too.
And in his spare time, he'll coach the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tennessee Volunteers and the Cleveland Browns and everybody else.
Let's be honest. If he coached those three teams and Arkansas, all four teams would be better off than they are right now.
That is true. You know, that's absolutely true. He could probably devote a quarter of his time to each of those institutions or programs, and they'd probably be better. There's no doubt about that.
So when are they going to announce him?
I don't know. You know, a lot of people are saying, you know, John Gruden everywhere, but you know, I think Arkansas, I think they have their guy, or at least they think they have their guy. I don't think it's John Gruden. I think it's probably will end up being Tommy Tuberville or Charlie Strong, but I would imagine that shortly after rivalry games on a week and a half from now, you'll be hearing about Arkansas's new head coach, because luckily for Arkansas, from their perspective, they have a little bit of a jump on everybody else.
Yeah, I guess I'm just thinking there's two things going there. If Arkansas doesn't win this weekend, they're out of the bowl picture, so announcing the new coach immediately wouldn't be a problem, unless, of course, that guy is coaching somewhere else at a school that has something left to play for.
Yeah, and that could be Tommy Tuberville at Texas Tech.
And if you're hiring a college coach that has nothing to play for, why are you hiring that college coach?
You're probably doing it wrong. I think that if that's the case, if the guy they hire is currently employed, that you'll probably wait until the Monday or Tuesday after the SEC championship game. But, if that is the case, if it is a coach that currently has a job, you have to wonder, how often is their phone going to ring from other schools once the season ends? Because I think we all, are basically assuming that Derek Dooley will be fired the day after the SEC championship game, as well as Gene Chizik. So, you may have your guy now if you're Arkansas, but a lot can change in a short period of time, and you have to be careful and cover your bases in case it does.
What's the biggest story in the SEC this year? And I'm going to run you down a few options, and you can go other if you choose.
Okay.
James Franklin and the success at Vanderbilt. Johnny Manziel's rise to Heisman conversation. Alabama losing a regular season game this year to somebody not named LSU. Or Auburn and Arkansas tanking and stanking, respectively, this season?
I say it's Johnny Manziel and Texas A&M just in general. Because a lot of people thought that, they'd come in and that reputation of them throwing away games late would follow them to the SEC. And, that the coaching change combined with the change of conferences will be too much upheaval for them to overcome. And it has been the exact opposite. Johnny Manziel has come in. Kevin Sumlin has adjusted their offense to fit the scheme he wants to run, to fit the personnel that he has. They've just done a great job. Johnny Manziel probably is the biggest reason why. But, Kevin Sumlin recognized that he's got a really good offensive line and two running backs that are pretty darn good that can pound the ball between the tackles. And so he adjusted his system, too. So I think it's Johnny Manziel, but really overall Texas A&M in general, the success they've had and the fact that the transition has been not felt at all in College Station.
Yeah, I was looking through some of the numbers. I found this on ESPN.com today, although I do find 95% of what I need to know from BleacherReport.com, I will say. But Johnny Manziel's numbers are outstanding. Through 10 games, 3,794 yards of total offense. When you compare it to Cam Newton and Tim Tebow, he has 600 more yards plus than Newton did at this point in the season in his Heisman year, and he has about 540 yards more than Tim Tebow did at this point in his career. The year he won the Heisman. Not quite as many touchdowns as either guy, but close enough where it's interesting. He also is with Newton as a 1,000-yard rusher during his outstanding season, and he's completing almost 68% of his passes. His numbers are just ridiculous, and they're certainly Heisman-worthy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think he, at this point, eclipsing Colin Klein may be a little difficult at this point, but I actually mentioned that a few weeks ago and compared Newton and Tebow to Manziel, and it was pretty strong then too. And it was, you know, it is remarkable. I think people are sort of overlooking how good he's been. And maybe because, you know, not a lot of people saw Texas A&M for the first part of the year. And I think a lot of people, you know, kind of overlooked them and didn't take them seriously. But he absolutely is up there with those two guys. And to think he's doing it as a freshman in the SEC and in his team's first year in the SEC is truly remarkable. And I think a very, very good sign for his future and a good sign, I think, for the SEC's future, because having him around for the next 2-3 years is going to be a lot of fun just for the sole purpose for entertainment value for fans that like to just watch good football, because he's a unique challenge that I don't think many defenses are capable of stopping.
Barrett Sally, BleacherReport.com, joining us in the zone. For Arkansas, the season isn't exactly over yet. If they can somehow come up with a victory on the road in Starkville this weekend, you know, a few weeks ago we looked at Arkansas trying to get back on track, and their get right game was Auburn. So with Mississippi State being on the negative run they've been on lately, is this the get right game for them?
No, I don't think so. I think Arkansas is, you know, I think a little bit of a product of their easy October. I think they've sort of capitalized on that. Really just, you know, you keep waiting for Arkansas to put together the type of game offensively that we all think that they're capable of doing. But even if they do, they can't stop anybody. And so if you're Mississippi State's, you know, I don't think they're a good football team. They're a slightly above average football team, but they're consistent. They can control the football. They can control the clock with Ladarius Perkins, who not a lot of people are recognizing how good of a season Ladarius Perkins is having at running back for Mississippi State. I mean, he's doing a great job. And, you know, Tyler Russell is, you know, not A.J. McCarron, but he's, you know, efficient enough. So I just think, you know, Mississippi State can play, keep away from Arkansas, keep Arkansas's offense off the field, and they shouldn't have any issue moving up and down the field. So, no, I think this is this is probably going to be the game that Arkansas fans look back on and say, you know what, maybe we just weren't that good after all.
Barrett, can I put you on the spot real quick before we let you go?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who's going to be the head coach at these schools? Just give me a name when I say the school on January 1st.
Okay.
Arkansas.
Tommy Tuberville.
Tennessee.
Kirby Smart.
Kentucky.
Willie Taggart.
Auburn.
Let's go Charlie Strong.
And Alabama.
Mack Brown. No, Nick Saban.
Okay, just want to make sure you're paying attention. All right, very good, man. I appreciate it very much, and we will talk again in a couple weeks.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, thank you very much. Barrett Sally, BleacherReport.com. Follow him. He does great work. Matt Jones is here now. We will talk to him coming up in a little bit about what's coming up next on Overtime. You have a head coach for us yet?
I like Willie Taggart.
You like Willie Taggart?
You like Willie, huh?
You've been liking Willie for a while, though.
I mean, you got a couple good guys. I don't think Tuberville does anything for us. I think that's just an 8-4 type of guy.
All right.